What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dropping Dime, your 2 cents of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And experiencing an all-star hangover with me is my co-host, Evans. How are you doing, man?
Exactly like you said, man. Major, major all-star weekend hangover right now.
We're still recovering from all the fun that we had over the weekend. If NBA players can have fun, why can't we, right?
Exactly.
It was an exciting weekend, all in all. Oh, right?
Yeah. Lots of festivities going.
Yeah. I don't know which one was my favorite part, but no worries. We'll go through everything on this show.
In order.
This is a special episode of All-Star Edition of All-Star Dropping Edition. Dimes.
Yeah.
Why don't we get started right away with the Friday festivities? So the celebrity game and the USA versus World Challenge.
Seemed like a long time ago for whatever
reason. It feels like forever, yeah. I don't remember much from the celebrity game, to be honest with you.
That's a good thing. We just watched the highlights to get a little refresher.
Yeah, no kidding.
Of all the highlights. I mean, some standouts. Obviously, Kuzma.
The celebrity game. This is a celebrity game.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about the...
No, we'll get there in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. I got excited there.
See what, I mean by hangover?
The celebrity game.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just remember Ray Allen. Honestly, I don't know.
That was the only familiar face.
Yeah.
That stood out too.
If there is... I already feel like I don't know anyone in the celebrity games. This was the first time that I actually didn't know anyone other than... Quavo?
Yeah.
No. Quavo? I don't even know.
I was just watching the highlights today, and they mentioned Jay Williams.
Yeah.
Former NBA player. But other than that, yeah, he was...
Asia Wilson
from
the Las Vegas A's.
Yeah.
So I know her.
Does Iverson count?
Was he there? No, he was in the stands. Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
No. He's a celebrity. He's everywhere.
I don't know.
Speaking of Iverson, I think it's kind of hilarious that his profile pic on Instagram is him with Lakers gear.
That
should grind so many people's gears. Anyways... Sorry, but yeah, the thing that shocked me the most about the celebrity game was the 4-point line, which was featured for the first time in a quote-unquote official NBA show.
You sound skeptical about it, like you're not a fan, maybe.
I don't know how to feel about it. It was a good idea.
What is it that you don't know about?
I'm just concerned. Will it actually come true? I feel like the NBA for the past, I don't know, decade, I will dare to say, has tried to implement new things during the All-Star weekend to see if they can actually put it on the regular season or in official games. So I don't know if this was their first attempt at like, hey, people have been wanting a 4-point line. Let's see how they react to it in a meaningless game.
I actually didn't hear much about the 4-point line being implemented in the NBA until like recently. Has it really been around?
I would say, you know, in the Reddit forums and, you know, ever since the Big Three also made it.
I was going to say.
Like, made the four-point spots.
Did that have an influence, maybe?
I would say so. And the fact that, you know, now everyone is shooting three-pointers.
Right.
There's been talk, not so much this season, but probably last season, where people from the media, they say, like, there should be a 4-point line. Because you get people like Steph, Damian Lillard. Yeah. Basically, everyone that was in the 3-point contest are taking those shots.
Just like a test, because like that 4-point line was pretty close.
For
the guys that, you know, I mean, Ray Allen was just like shooting free throws out there.
Yeah.
I mean, put it this way though, if you think back to the game, I think there was a point where I think it was Ray Allen's team, they were down by about 4, and the 4-point play would have actually, you know, helped them, right?
Yeah.
Could have changed the game, so maybe in that sense. If it worked out that way, it really would have shined the light on the 4-point line.
But then I don't know, like, are we incentivizing players to take to chuck the ball, basically?
Right.
If there's a 3-point line, like Antoine Walker said,
hit it.
I shoot 3-pointers because there is no 4-pointers or something like that.
That's
somewhere
right.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
But if there's a 4-point line, are players going to start shooting from half court? Because obviously, I mean, that was going to force defense to spread, right?
Yeah,
which might be a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's valid.
I don't know. I would like to see it being implemented in maybe the G League first.
Oh,
and then if that works, then okay, let's try it on the NBA.
But the G League might not have proven shooters yet.
But it's a closer, like, the celebrity game, right? It's meaningless, right?
And I guess so, yeah.
Your test was Ray Allen, and he proved that it worked. He right. proved that he can shoot from there, and he's retired. Right. So, you know, someone like Steph Curry is going to absolutely just...
Actually, I do remember in the highlight that someone did hit a four-pointer with an
and-one. Oh, really? So with an
and-one? That'd be the first ever five-point play.
Oh, my God. I should have paid more attention to that game.
It was just from the highlights.
If you know who it was, hit us up in the comments. Send us an email. I don't care. Just tell us who it was. I just know that Ray Allen was there and Quavo.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't know anyone else. All right. That's it
for the celebrity game.
Let's move on to the USA versus World game. Right. It's basically the combination of rookies versus sophomores game, and now they're split between Team World versus Team USA. So we just watched the highlights again because we didn't remember much of it.
Yeah, that was a good recap.
We both remembered Kuzma just gunning it.
Right.
He wanted to be the MVP. And what I remember watching Trae Young, but I didn't remember him being that good.
No, there was some good plays he made, like dribbling guys.
He sort of...
through the legs and stuff.
He had a better game than Luka.
Yeah, a little bit. Luka was having fun, but Trae Young definitely came out and like really showed out what kind of skill set he had.
He was throwing the ball in between people's legs and you know, bringing the handles and everything. Luka was having fun, which was fun. I mean, he was having a really good time. Yeah. He had a smile on his face the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, I sort of compare that to when Magic Johnson used to play, my favorite player in the entire universe.
Nice.
And he was one of the few people that humiliate his opponent while, you know, smiling and having fun.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a great attitude to go in the game with.
I think the only other player that comes anywhere close to it, maybe other than Luka now, is Steph Curry.
Steph.
He enjoys playing, obviously. And
Kyrie,
he's a little serious, you know. He's
he's
brooding a little bit. Not as much as KD though. KD, right. I feel like he's in a bad mood all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was entertaining. There were some flashes from all the rooks and all the sophomores.
Yeah.
What I appreciate is that Kuzma went out with this attitude, like, I want to be the MVP. Mm-hmm. He was gunning for it. He was showing his entire skill set from dunking, three-point shooting, passing. He's
doing it all.
Yeah. His trade value increased automatically.
I'd agree.
Then we saw a little bit of Lauri Markkanen, De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. It was pretty entertaining. I mean, I cannot recall a moment of the game that I was like, oh, this is going to go down in history as an amazing play or whatever, but it was pretty entertaining.
It was entertaining, yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that?
No, it's pretty much it. Lots of dunks, lots of alley-oops. It was good to see the guys were sharing the ball and just having fun, like you said.
What do you think of Dirk and Kyrie coaching the teams? Dirk was coaching Team World.
Yeah.
Kyrie was coaching
Team USA. I was a little confused to see Kyrie out there coaching. Maybe I was thinking earlier that maybe the whole leadership kerfuffle he had, maybe they were trying to just put him on the spot and see how he could coach. But yeah, like you said, Dwayne Wade should have been it because Dirk was representing the other side.
Kind of made sense, too.
Got more experience, so...
But most likely he said,
no, he declined it. Yeah, he'll pass.
He was having too much fun with LeBron, probably.
Didn't want to get mic'd up, no.
Yeah, for sure. All right, then we're moving on to a little bit of the meat of the All-Star Weekend. The All-Star Saturday, which includes the skills competition, the three-point contest, and the slam dunk contest, which is the main event, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dissect that a little bit. The skills competition. So we saw Jason Tatum stealing the title from Trae Young with a crazy half-court shot.
Crazy half-court shot, which could be controversial.
Yes.
They might have to look into the rules of that starting next year.
I had fun watching that. The first two rounds, not so much. I think I was a little bit disappointed that Jokic was just there because he had to be there.
Right.
He wanted no part of it. Like I think he went out in the first round. I can't remember right now. But
he was taking his time.
Yeah, he didn't bother at all. Yeah. And he can do better than that.
Yeah.
Maybe he was partying a little too much.
That one pass, though, his one-handed pass.
Yes.
That was
a highlight. That was good.
In itself. Yeah. That was impressive.
Kuzma was taken out by Luka, I think. Luka was eliminated by Trae Young.
Right.
So Trae Young had overall a better All-Star weekend than Luka.
You could really see his skill and speed out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you feel about... I feel like every time if there was a player that made it after the layup, they have to run back to the other side and shoot a three-pointer.
Right.
If there was a player that was nowhere close to getting to the three-pointer, they would just chuck a three-point shot from half court.
Should that be allowed? It seems kind of... I mean, I get it. It's kind of like playing bump and then you get your chances, right? But I don't know.
Are you okay with...
For him to win that way, I mean, obviously it was exciting.
Yeah.
But damn, like moving on, I don't know.
So are you okay with Jason Tatum?
I'm okay with him taking it because they don't have a rule yet. It was a great shot, great strategy, I guess. But hey,
I didn't see it coming, honestly, because I don't think anyone had made it the shot before, and a couple other players tried it.
Trae
made it.
Yeah, kind of half court, but no, Tatum's was way further, and the fact that it was the game winning one too, it just kind of made it ridiculous. So
I have to admit that I had a little bit more fun when the format was to pin guards against bigs, basically.
Oh yeah.
Because this year was a bit mixed.
Not big on big.
It was just a mixed bag of everything.
Our guy Vooch and
Vooch.
Jokic.
Jokic. Who else was there? Kuzma. I guess he's a small forward maybe. Yeah. But the other guys were guards.
Actually, one thing I was thinking they could add is a timer clock. To see how fast they get.
That's how it started. Remember, back in the day, when Dwayne Wade won it, it was supposed to be who could do it the fastest. Yeah.
I like that.
There was a timer. So it was more about to see who could beat the time.
I was a little confused when I saw guys just kind of like walking it out and not really.
So it's no longer about speed at all.
Yeah, the strategy of the game is, I guess, for the skills comp has changed.
I have a proposal. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
It's a hot take. This should make it directly into Adam Silver's office. If it's an email, hit the exclamation mark for high priority. I'm going to make the skills competition better right now. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
First of all, only recruit guards with handles.
Oh.
Or bigs with really good handles. So right. No one comes to mind right now. No one that could take on like a Kyrie or a Steph Curry. Trae Young.
Bigs with handles?
Yeah, I don't...
Yo, Giannis would win this thing.
No. Like... Okay, okay. Hold on. Let's consider Giannis.
Okay.
So, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Damian Lillard.
I'd like to see KD in it, actually.
KD, sure. Why not? But instead of running them through this stupid course...
Time it?
No. Make them play one-on-one, 2-3 buckets.
Full court.
No, half court. One-on-one.
Just make it full.
No, it's too exhausting. Hold on. Let me finish, man. Come on. Give me some time. Let me pitch my idea.
Okay.
Half court, up to 3 or 5 buckets. Nothing more. Because then you can also open the door for who's better, Kyrie or Steph. Let's find out.
I think there's too much at stake. What? They could risk an injury.
Oh no, they're not gonna play.
These guys, they're not gonna play to lose.
No, they're gonna play to lose, but they're not gonna be, full on defense.
They're on a big stage. Why wouldn't
they? They're gonna play the same defense they play at the All-Star game, where first step past them,
then is there even a point for them to play? Maybe.
Yeah, bragging rights and reputation. I mean, the current course, the current skills challenge as it exists, everything on the course. So you go through the NBA logo, right? You just dribble around it, left and right. Then you have to make a chest pass, then a bounce pass. Then you make a layup.
That's right. There was two different passes.
Yeah. The old one.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
You make a layup, then you sprint back, and you take a three-pointer. Correct? All of those things are things that every NBA player should be able to do. There is nothing extra about it. These are things that even the last man on your rotation should be able to do. So the skills part, that should be the fundamentals challenge. There's no extra skills involved.
Right.
There's no crossover. There's no behind the back. There's nothing that is skillsy.
So you're proposing to just change the name of it.
To actual skills. Because it takes handles, it takes having a good shot, having a good first step to defeat the other person, right?
One-on-one.
Make it a one-on-one. You know what? Yes, let's change the name.
Yeah, so call this one the one-on-one tournament challenge.
Yeah, the one-on-one mini tournament or whatever something. Just scrap the skills challenge. Remember there was a year when there was a horse competition? There was only one year.
Horse. Okay.
Horse, the game.
Gotcha.
I don't know what you're talking about, what you're thinking about. I don't want to know either. I don't think the listeners want to know.
I was just thinking about actual horses.
Horse, the game.
H-O-R-S-E. Yeah, gotcha. Yes.
And Kevin Durant won. And it was the stupidest thing ever.
I don't remember that. That's how bad.
It was not televised. It was not televised.
Oh, that's why.
I can't even remember who he went against.
I gotta watch this now.
And he got this stupid trophy that had a horse in it. It was like a plastic horse.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was terrible. Sorry, I just remembered this. I should have shown this before the show.
That's a great side story. I want to see this trophy.
But yeah, so the 101 tournament to open up the All-Star Saturday. What do you think?
To open up the All-Star
Saturday. Yeah, because he can only get better.
I feel like that would be the main event.
Sure, why not? Yeah,
I feel like you're gonna get an extra bonus. If you're
gonna
change the entire skills challenge format to a one-on-one, I think that should be highlighted.
Anyway, I have a fallback plan in case you know the All-Stars don't want to do it, like the Stevs, the Kyries. Get the rookies to do it. You know, get Luka versus Trae Young.
Yeah.
Get De'Aaron Fox. Get Lonzo. Get all these young players that are up and coming.
Yeah,
and their names are being thrown around. Who was a better draft pick? Who's going to have a better future?
That'd be
let them play.
That'd be cool.
These guys want to make a name of themselves. This is the perfect platform.
Try something out, yeah.
The one-on-one tournament. You are welcome, world. This is a Rod exclusive. And I'm trademarking this. So if I see this somewhere else, I'm going to prepare for a lawsuit.
Oh, boy.
I'm taking people's money.
Rod's mad.
That's a skills competition for you. I think we can move on.
Done. Skills in the books.
Let's look at the three-point contest where we had...
No Average Joe.
Hey!
that's his nickname.
Joe, not Average Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets winning it all and beating...
Curry.
The Curry family.
Dirk. Others.
Others.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah, he stole the show.
Chris Middleton had probably one of the most disappointing three-point contests ever.
What did he get?
I think he had 16 tops. Okay. It wasn't bad.
It's his first
time,
yeah. He's saving his energy for the All-Star game.
Yeah. But Joe Harris, I mean, and apparently he was close to not getting the invite to the three-point competition.
Or
D'Angelo Russell, that's what he tweeted.
He went in with it, nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I honestly thought Steph would take it all. He had a crazy first round.
Come on, yeah, Steph. He was just 2 points shy, though. He could have tied it. Could have went in OT, right?
It was that one money ball in his money rack.
Right,
that he missed.
The fourth one or something, yeah.
It would have been crazy to go to overtime against Joe, not Average Joe.
Because he would have lost.
Harris.
We're saying,
Joe?
He would have choked.
I think
if it was OT,
come on. If you're in an overtime situation at the three-point contest against Steph Curry, one of the greatest three-pointers ever.
Yeah.
Three-point shooters, sorry. Yeah, I think he would have choked a little bit. I would have choked.
Easily, yeah. It's a big stage.
I would have choked in the first round, having said that.
It's okay. You're going to start playing once a week now, right?
Yeah. Right. Every Wednesday night.
Done.
For those of you that are wondering where Rafael is, because he's supposed to join us, he's still in Mexico. He'll be back next week.
But I think
we forgot what he looks like, so that's okay. Do you think the three-point contest is still exciting?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, a lot depends on who they have doing it. I mean, it's fun that the Curry brothers got to do their thing.
That was fun, yeah.
Didn't they do an event beforehand? I think Dell did a shootout.
Yeah, it was with Under Armour.
Right.
They had his family basically doing a shootout.
That's right.
And Steph's mom hit the crazy half-court shot.
Yeah.
And it was underhanded. Underhanded, one-handed.
Of course.
Yeah. It runs in the family. I mean, come on.
Shout outs to Sonia.
Sonia Curry.
Yes.
I didn't know that was her name. For me, it's Steph's mom.
She got a lot of fans, let's just say.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Shout out, Sonia.
I guess that's it. Three point comp.
Not your average Joe winning it.
Winning it. He is not. That's about it.
Cool.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. Something to celebrate. They got nice jerseys too.
Yeah, those jerseys are pretty sick.
Not bad.
I don't know if there's anything I would change to the 3-point contest.
Add a 4-point.
Nah. Well, maybe if you have time, have a rack at half court.
Extra 5 seconds. Yeah. Just for yourself more ball to catch up. Yeah, if you needed them.
Yeah, one more ball there that is worth what?
It's all about the 4-point play now, man. Just keep adding more spots to the court. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, these guys are shooting from there already, right?
See, so there's how many? There's 5 racks, right?
So add one more.
Get an extra one of them is seconds. All money balls. And then maybe not another rack, but like just 2 more balls that are worth 5 points.
Right.
From half court.
Right.
But they have to be like behind the half court.
This might
court.
Be a few years down the road.
It's just that it's inevitable, right? I mean, Steph can shoot from close to half court.
I mean, the highest score was, 26 this time around?
Yeah, right? But I mean,
when it starts going to, 30s average.
Although, you're right. I don't think there's any time left for that. Because even the guys that were finishing at a good pace had, 5 seconds maybe to spare. Right. 3?
Yeah.
And that's not enough to shoot a half-court shot.
No. You gotta get there first.
Otherwise, it'll take longer. Unless we went to 10 seconds to the clock.
You're just trying to change the entire All-Star weekend.
I just want to get hired by Adam Silver. I love what I do on a 9-to-5 basis. But if I get to work as an All-Star consultant, hey.
Never know. Keep telling Silver.
keep talking trash until I get someone to pay attention to me.
Yeah.
That's what I do at work as well. No, I'm kidding. let's move on. There's no more 3-pointers for me to shoot here. Let's move on to, I don't know how to describe this. I mean, this slam dunk contest.
You don't sound excited, man.
I am not excited. I am upset. There's something has to be done. Okay, sorry. Oh, I get carried away. Let's start off from the beginning, shall we?
You want a beer? Yo, that can be on the show, right?
So, slam dunk contest. We had 4 participants this year. Miles Bridges from the Hornets. John, don't ever be in a slam dunk contest ever again. Collins from the Hawks. Hamidou Diallo. And Dennis Smith Jr. A.K.A. takes a gazillion attempts to make a dunk. Sorry, I'm upset.
Hamidou. That was the first time I ever heard of the dude.
He came from the G League, so shout out to nice. Hamidou Diallo. Awesome. He took the long way to get to the NBA and to get to the All-Star.
Wow, it says he's listed 6'5 here. He looked a lot taller.
He looks a lot taller. All of them. And the shortest person was Dennis Smith Jr. with 6'3", right?
Yeah.
And the tallest one was John. Please don't ever put him in a slam dunk contest ever again. Collins at 6'10".
That has to be the title.
So he started off with... I was watching it with another friend, Jem. Shout out to Jem, because I think he's listening. He started off with that hand off the sideboard.
That wasn't bad. And then I didn't mind that Tarzan.
Rocking it back.
He was grabbing the foam and swinging into the...
So I told him, that's very technical. It looks like a very hard dunk to perform.
For a
6'10
guy, I don't know. Maybe.
But
it looked good.
It has no aesthetic value to it. It doesn't look...
He's too tall.
It looks like a power dunk.
Yeah.
It's from cool the middle of a game.
He was 6'5", under it, maybe. Yeah.
It was too technical. You have to really appreciate basketball to know that that was hard to do.
Oh, for sure.
But for the casual fan that, watches the playoffs and the NBA Finals and the All-Star game for the dunks, that was trash.
Mediocre, yeah. It was all right.
But then out comes Miles Bridges with some nice dunks. Then Hamidou Diallo, also nice dunks.
Yeah.
And then Dennis Smith Jr., who prepared really good dunks, but the dude took forever to actually make one.
Yeah.
And... Can you explain me, from when I was a kid, there was a limit. There was a time limit. So there used to have, I think, a minute, maybe two, to perform a dunk.
Yeah.
So they were going against the clock. then I might be mistaken here, but I remember other editions of the All-Star game where they had three attempts and only three to perform a dunk. And Dennis Smith Jr. took like eight in one of them. And he's still got a bleeping seven.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been a minus five.
I guess, the judges didn't want to be too rough on them just to keep the night fun. I don't know. He has some nice dunks, though. I don't know. Like, out of all the dunkers, just because maybe he's the shortest guy and it looks good.
But you know what his problem, I think, was? That he overestimated his abilities. Honestly, his dunks were good. Like, the first attempt, it just looked like impressive. Clean, but maybe he thought he could jump higher or that his arms stretch a little bit longer. Because he was making the moves. It's not like he was not physically capable of it, but he couldn't finish
it. Couldn't finish it,
His last dunk attempt, which was a crazy, like, 360 between the legs, windmill, very Vince Carter-esque, he couldn't finish it. Right? It was frustrating because the thing just kept dragging and dragging and dragging. Yeah. Speaking of dragging,
it was still better than
we have to talk Collins about. Yes.
Airplane.
Take it away. Dunk. Take it away.
I don't even know. It just, for starters, it took forever to set up. It was just kind of this awkward waiting period. And when it finally came together, the guy blows it. He breaks the damn plane.
He made the dunk.
He made the dunk, though. True.
He trashed the plane.
That would have been horrible if he missed the dunk, too. And the plane was trashed.
So, apparently, I didn't read too much into it. The actors that were dressed as aviators, they were supposed to be a shout-out to this group of black aviators from, like, one of the wars.
The Black History Month tribute.
Okay. So, no one picked up on that, apparently.
Did they not announce it?
I don't know. I honestly...
Maybe because no one knew.
Yeah. I watched it at a place that was not playing the sound, so I was just like, who are these dudes?
Well, that's cool. Well, if that's
the fact that someone had to clarify it on Twitter makes me think that it maybe it wasn't announced.
Yeah, maybe something could have been playing on the Jumbotron.
Maybe.
That could have been.
But then his funny aviator hat with the goggles
and the scarf. He took it off anyway,
He took off the goggles because he probably couldn't see.
Injured himself.
And then can someone please explain me what's the deal with having like a paper plane in the from all of the props that I've seen, some of them have been very stupid.
Was it paper? I thought it was like
carton. I don't know.
It could have been styrofoam,
It's just who in their right mind, like he's from Atlanta. Atlanta is a major hub, is the one of the, I think it's the busiest airport in the United States of America. Okay. So it was Black History Month, so maybe he was making a shout out to this group of black aviators.
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
I appreciate that, but like, oh my god!
Yeah, it could have been executed.
It was freaking terrible. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. And when when I was watching it live, I saw he took as he was performing the dunk, he kicked the back end of the plane, and I was like, oh, he got the plane. And then when they showed the other angle, like from, I would say, from behind the backboard. From the
baseline, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that he also got the other end of the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got both ends, front and back. Maybe so I was like, come on, man.
Purpose. It was part of
no,
the...
what the...
Okay, on a brighter note, J. Cole's alley-oop to a DSJ was pretty nice. When he jumped over him.
Oh, J. Cole messed the first attempt.
Actually, when he went for the dunk, that was pretty hype, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he missed it.
If he had made it, that would have been going nuts, that would have been a better dunk than John Collins's
he would have got more points.
Airplane attempt. Yeah. It would have been a perfect 10.
That was a surprise. That was a nice surprise. That would have been the highlight,
I liked... Hamidou
Diallo.
Jumping over Shaq.
That's impressive.
How's that?
He played it nice, too. Like, he had the jersey.
See, he did the prop right.
And come on, hanging from your elbow? The fact that he like swung back and almost hit Shaq too was pretty funny. Because Shaq was a good sport.
Yeah, he was a really good sport.
But he put on a show.
Miles Bridges also had a nice dunk when he took the Grandmama jersey.
Yes, that was a good nod to
LG to the city.
Sure. Yeah, in the city.
But and what I was upset was that the last round between Hamidou Diallo and Dennis Smith Jr. So Dennis Smith Jr. missed his first dunk, right? Like, he didn't even make it, and he got a 7.
Yeah.
And the friend that I was with, again, shout out to Jem, he called it. He said, oh, he's probably just going to dunk it because he only needs like an 8. So he's just right. He just has to dunk it hard. I was like, no, he's not going to do it. He went ahead and just did that.
Yeah.
Normal dunk. I think it was like a power dunk. So disappointing. Yeah. So disappointing.
I think he was kind of tired out, it looked like, from all those tries, actually.
But it's the All-Star. I mean, it's a slam dunk contest. And at that moment, I was like... And it's
the second time, too.
That was not a cool move. People are there to watch elaborate dunks. Don't give them a power dunk.
I mean, he did...
For the final round.
He did remind me of a little bit of Steve Francis, though. Just being like, 6'3", self-lobs and off the bounce. He was getting up there.
Dennis Smith?
Yeah.
No, he's
Steve Francis.
He's got hops, a bit of Fred for Jones. Sure.
Yeah, he was good.
But
That's about it for dunks.
I don't know what it
you
is.
You think Hamidou deserved the win?
Yeah, I mean, he was the best of the worst.
He was the underdog, I guess, coming out.
I think everyone had John Collins.
You think so?
I think so. I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying that John Collins was going to take it. And then they saw the play and they were like, no.
I was all in on Miles, but it's too bad because the level of difficulty for the dunks that he came out with were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Too. Like, if he had hit those, it would have been a wrap. Cause
I would have preferred to have the last run between Diallo and Miles Bridges.
Yeah, I would have liked to see that. But, yeah, next year.
Maybe
Paul George will join next year. Which All-Star player would you like to see in the slam dunk this year?
Ooh.
The guys that were in it. I go Paul George. I don't know if you saw that reverse
360. I did, yeah.
A la Carter, that was in game.
So smooth,
yeah. PG.
I think I would have preferred to see Donovan Mitchell at it back again.
Oh, yeah. To defend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of odd that he wasn't back for it.
And then who else? Who? No one else comes to mind.
No?
Not really.
Giannis?
Actually, now that you mention it.
Duncan from the three-point line.
I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was yesterday that Giannis tweeted out all slam dunk contest next year.
Really?
?
Well, there you go.
And then Donovan Mitchell replied to his tweet saying, if you're in, I'm in.
Oh, there you go. Looking forward to 2020.
Yeah, I hope so, because then guess who else might join the competition? His name starts with a Zy and ends with on. Zion.
Oh.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That guy would be great to have on the slam dunk contest.
He would break the rim.
Yeah. I hope he does because we need something new.
Yeah. He's like a Dominique.
Not only new, something exciting. We need star power.
Maybe LeBron will do it.
Nah, he's too old.
Yeah.
I feel like we need star power. At the slam dunk contest. Home? Yeah. Long gone are the days where there were either really good dunkers or stars, but both.
Yeah, they just had a G League guy win it, so they might as well just go the complete opposite. Yeah, just get all-stars going.
The last all-star, sorry, I keep saying all-star instead of slam dunk contest. The last slam dunk contest that was worth watching was Zach LaVine versus
LaVine.
Aaron Gordon.
Get old.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
The building is ridiculous.
But other than that, I don't even remember what was how. I remember Donovan Mitchell pulled off the Vince Carter dunk in between the legs. But other than that, I don't remember anything else really.
No,
they've been pretty. I don't know. Disappointing. I have a love hate relationship with the slam dunk contest.
I think the whole All Star weekend.
You know what, I get so excited because it's something that I watched as a kid and I was always impressed. Always,
yeah.
Probably, I don't know if people come back and tell me like, oh, the 2005 Samuel Dunk contest was trash, I probably enjoyed it way more than I do now. I'm a lot more critical.
I think you're getting old, man.
Yes, I am getting old. That is true. That's a fact.
You're sounding like an old man right now.
It's just, it was disappointing, honestly. Do we need props?
No.
I think the only prop allowed should be a rack that you're going to jump over or a person.
Or a player, yeah. Or people.
Yeah. A rapper.
Animals? Mascots?
mascots.
They've done mascots, yeah.
Well, Aaron Gordon had that crazy dunk over the Magic Dragon.
Weirdest mascot ever.
But it's one of the funniest ones.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll do a mascot episode one day.
Shout out to all the mascots.
To all of them.
We love you.
But I think we need some star power, honestly. We need some big names that people can recognize, that they get excited about.
Like all-stars. Like, is that a qualification standard? Like, you got to be
an all-star. I don't know if an all-star, but...
What's the actual criteria here?
I guess for now we can leave it at you have to be on the all-star game.
Okay. Or have been.
Or have been, yes.
In your career, okay.
Nothing against any of these guys. Again, they can dunk. I cannot even get close to the rim. But is this the best the NBA can produce? Is this the best entertainment they can give the people?
Would you like to see like former guys who've won it?
I would have
taken Blake Griffin.
I would have taken Vince Carter at 40 over John Collins at his prime.
You know what? They might be saving that for his last year.
I hope so.
You can.
I don't know. It's just I'll take Jason Richardson right now.
He was never an all-star, though, was he?
No, but he was a great dunker.
He won, yeah. I mean, he was a two-legged dunker, I guess.
I'll take a lot of people over what I saw this weekend. Even
Dwight Howard, did he ever win it?
No, he didn't win
it. He didn't win it.
No. Nate Robinson
yeah. beat him.
Oh, well, now that you mentioned Nate Robinson, remember he jumped over Dwight.
Right.
But there was a lot of... there was a lot of lift when he got to Dwight. Like he pushed himself.
He definitely used his shoulder to get up, yeah.
Which is fair. I mean, Hamidou did a little bit of that, but I thought it was pretty clean. Like, there was a little bit of it, but he cleared Shaq.
And then he hung on the rim.
Yeah.
With his elbow.
So there was a little bit of a boost, but I'm not...
The risk factor itself deserves a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Anyways.
Dunk comp. In the books.
Change it all. Make me feel excited about it again.
This has become a rant episode.
I'm hungover from all the all-star festivities. So this is hungover Rodrigo. He's just upset about everything. I cannot deal with my alcohol.
This is the roughest sounding all-star ever.
Let's move to the All-Star game. Disappointing. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, here we go.
It was actually fun. I enjoyed it.
What was your favorite of the All-Star game?
My favorite? I think it was
Giannis. Favorite moment or play?
That
was your favorite player?
I think I really enjoyed watching Giannis going.
Just dominating.
Yeah. I was surprised that his team was doing a lot better.
Yeah, they were up quite a bit.
If you remember last week, we thought we were going to make a bet. We didn't end up doing it. Which is fine, but you had Team Giannis, I had Team LeBron,
right?
And I said, I think Giannis was too nice.
Take my money.
Yeah, I will. But I told you, I thought Giannis was a little too nice, right? When he drafted, and then they come out and they take a 20-point lead, and Team LeBron was, you know, they kept.
Was it actually up to 20?
Yeah.
No, wow.
It's the largest comeback in All-Star games.
Of course. That actually happened. Wow.
I mean, doesn't mean anything because they were not playing any defense, right?
Right.
But I really enjoyed the Giannis and Steph Curry chemistry. Remember that crazy bounce pass?
The bounce pass, yeah.
With the alley-oop?
He got up there. He was at least 13 feet up.
I was one of the few people that...
Jumped.
I not only jumped, but I thought... The moment that I saw Steph bouncing the ball, I was like, oh, that's like, too high. I thought he...
But
and then Giannis, the moment that he grabbed it, I was like, oh,
my God. He's cleaning it, yeah.
And so he dunked it. I was like, oh.
That had to be one of the biggest plays of the night, if not.
That was my favorite one because...
That was nice.
Yeah. It's a hard pass,
honestly.
It was honestly.
A tough pass, yeah.
And...
But Steph knew he was going to go get it. Yeah. If there's anyone you're going to throw that pass to, it's...
I wonder...
It's the Greek freak. That was the definition.
I wonder if at any point Steph went to Giannis and was like, hey, wink, wink.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot. I heard there's this one guy that might leave us. Oh, maybe you know,
hot take?
There's a lot of bounce passes from where that one came from.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's happy that he was on the same team as Giannis this All Star break too. Because last year he was getting crushed on, like he was getting dunked on by.
Oh yeah, he got dunked on the end from.
So this year he was able to pass to him instead. So yeah, maybe.
What was your favorite moment?
Other than that, Dirk and D-Wade, the All-Star jersey exchange.
Hey, Dirk came out hot.
That's true.
He had
That's
three true. Straight
He got the crowd pointers. Going, yeah, yeah. They were all swishes. It was just Dirk being Dirk, having fun shooting the ball.
Oh, no, it also Dwayne Wade lobbing it off, like the bounce pass off the...
For Wade? No.
No, Wade to LeBron.
Wade to LeBron, right.
Also one of my favorite moments, because that was a...
And the other way too, right? LeBron to Wade as well. I think they had one, maybe not.
I remember more the Wade to LeBron, because I was waiting for that to happen.
Oh, for sure.
We all remember that
was bound to happen, yeah.
That photo from the Miami Heat days, where he lobbed it to LeBron, and then Dwayne Wade makes this like airplane gesture. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this time around, it was very sweet, because he looked back, because he knew LeBron was trailing him, right?
Yeah.
So I think he looked back to sort of get a last glimpse of, you know,
the bromance.
His buddy.
Yeah, for sure. No, that was a good highlight.
But how do we feel about Kevin Durant being the MVP of the game?
I thought it was surprising.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was... Yeah, I think he was surprised too, to be honest, because Giannis really came out right off the tip, like, just gunning for it. But somehow KD pulled out, I guess because they won.
There was a point where I think Damian Lillard was an early candidate.
Right.
Because if it hadn't been for Lillard's threes, Team Giannis could have just taken it.
Game time kicked in.
Yeah. And then a couple threes from Harden. I actually didn't enjoy seeing James Harden in the All-Star game this year. I felt like
he was... Because you kind of see him play like that all the time anyway.
And he was going through the motions. Like, there was nothing extra. Like,
he didn't, yeah.
Dribble, step back, three, missed a ton.
That's.
I mean,
that's
I can do
game,
that.
Yeah. Maybe he's not an All-Star game player.
Maybe not, yeah.
Yeah.
Too hungover.
Maybe.
But yeah, no, KD, sorry. KD had this crazy moment in the fourth quarter where he took over the game.
Right.
And the thing with the MVP from the All-Star game is that the fans can vote. Right. There's I don't know if they decide who the MVP is, but they have a say. There's
maybe,
a percentage.
Maybe it's 50-50
again. Yeah. No, you're right. I think it's 50-50 because the media
just the same chooses
way
they
the other
did
one.
The voting?
Sort of.
Okay.
But the players are not, I don't think they get to
right.
vote.
On the spot, yeah.
So just KD taking over in the fourth quarter when they sort of play a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
That was the deciding factor.
It was a good game. Good comeback.
It was a good comeback.
Made it exciting. I don't know. It was funny when some footage of Kyrie and KD ignoring Kawhi during
the Oh, really?
When, yeah, there was some footage of Kawhi dancing and you could clearly see that.
I remember
KD's,
that. I remember
yeah,
that.
KD's
yeah,
not really having it with the whole, you know, New Balance coming out and throwing shade at.
Can we talk very quick about Kawhi's
your favorite shoes?
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Oh
yeah.
God.
We could talk about those New Balances.
They are. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh yeah.
Are you talking about
horrendous?
All six? Because they were all about, you know, releasing six different styles.
So I saw that. Yeah. I didn't like a single one.
Any of them. There's nothing.
Did they all have the Kawhi Leonard on the back with Times New Roman?
I think that's one of them. One of six.
That one was my least favorite one.
Fair enough. That was, yeah, it was out there.
And then there's a pair which might be the same one. Maybe I just hate a pair. The black with red that has a strap.
But I mean, I could really.
That serves no
I
purpose.
I see where New Balance is going with this, you know, where they're really going like straightforward and like being really blatant about the fact that, you know, there's no gimmicks around
but
here. It's just Kawhi,
it's
the fun guy.
Too much. It was too straightforward.
And
I don't know.
That's what they're going with. But,
and then there's one that has a raptor fossil.
Oh yeah.
Like what the hell?
The Arc'teryx.
Yeah, it's a rip off from the Arc'teryx logo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to see the behind the scenes of the process.
It's kind of crazy that they're at once they're releasing six styles. Kind of curious.
And then one of them is called the Omnis.
Are they not all called Omnis?
I don't know.
Is that not the model?
I saw
so much mystery. It's just like Kawhi.
I think I saw like two or three versions of the Kawhi Leonard logo, which in my opinion looks crazy similar to the Kyrie Irving and Kyle Lowry logo. So, you know, you're the graphic designer here. I'm only a wannabe designer.
I think we need to put a six shoe side by side and have our viewers comment on this, because
sure
this could go on for days.
Yeah, Tell me which one is your least favorite one.
Maybe a sneaker Sunday will be a sneaker Sunday feature on Kawhi.
No, I refuse to do that.
No, come on.
I'm not gonna give my platform to New Balance.
We'll see.
So,
are you brand hating?
A little bit, because I heard that New Balance is also very Republican, and by Republican I mean
political here.
No, I try to stay away from it. I actually, during our first episodes,
all in on it.
Raph had this rant about politics in the U.S., and I edited that out.
What?
Because I was like, this has no place here, and I agree.
Save that for the outtakes.
But personally, I would not support that. I mean, says the guy that likes Nike, and they have sweatshops, and I'll probably take this out.
This is another episode.
Yeah, this is for another day. This is for another day. Other moments of the All-Star game, something very cool and very meaningless, but that I thought was very cool, was that Steph Curry was wearing the same style jacket that he wore as a kid last time. That
shout out to Under Armour Hoops.
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
So last time that the All-Star was in Charlotte when he was a kid, he was wearing that crazy similar 90s jacket. Yeah. And he wore the exact same one, so I guess he got it made. I don't know. I don't even know if it was Under Armour.
That was great marketing. Yeah. They had the logo and everything. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great stuff. Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah.
And the last moment that I have here is that there's video footage of Kyrie Irving talking to Kevin Durant on the tunnel before going into the All-Star game.
Do they have their shirts over
there? No. They're warming up. Kyrie has a smile on his face. KD's just looking at him. And
recruitment.
Kyrie says, 2 max slots, it's time. I'll repeat that. Yeah, Kyrie Irving talking to Kevin Durant saying, 2 max slots, it's time. What does that mean, Evans?
That's a hot take.
What does that mean?
Wow. I want to see footage of this now.
You want to see footage? Hold on.
Is this real?
You saw the footage now? What does that mean? What was Kyrie trying to do here? Did he actually say 2 max slots?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to hear. I thought it was clear video.
He did say it's time. You can hear saying time.
Which is true. I mean, that's how much is available right now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that tampering?
No, because player to player, it's supposed to be fine.
They can talk about it.
And this is someone recording a quote-unquote private conversation.
I guess they're going to New York together.
They're both Knicks now.
Yeah.
2019-2020.
With Zion.
Oh, they're getting, not only they're getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
That's it.
They're getting the number one pick.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then.
That's it. Kyrie's
been calling it.
Kyrie's been talking to Zion.
All right, we're calling him.
He's been calling Mike Krzyzewski up in Duke.
Oh yeah, they're both Dukies.
Dukies. Oh.
I don't know. No. They're both Blue Devils. How's that? That's better. All right. I think that's it for the All-Star game.
I think so too.
And for this episode. But before we go, and before I go into my social media rant, we're going to have an extra special guest next week. Can we give any sort of tip, any teaser on who this person is?
Grizzlies related?
Grizzlies related.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if we can find our guest.
Coming soon.
Yeah. So stay tuned, because we're going to have a very special interview next week with a very special guest.
It should be good.
All right. Thank you all for listening. You know what to do now. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars. Otherwise, since I'm very upset, I will find you and I will make you leave us 5 stars. Don't ask me what I'm willing to do. I'll just give us 5 stars, please. Follow us on our social media, on Instagram at dropping.dimes, on Twitter, dropping_dimes1, Facebook, dropping.dimes1, on Twitter, no, already said Twitter, Facebook,
Twitter twice,
Twitter twice, yeah, dropping_dimes1, because without the one, that's not us, on our website, dropping-dimes.com, If you would like to drop us an email, you can contact us at contact@dropping-times.com. How's that?
Sounds great.
Almost perfect again. Almost perfect. I should just record that and have it available. I know I keep doing this to myself. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to share the love and tell all the friends to catch our episodes. And we'll see you next week. Peace out. Peace.